A bill to extend unemployment benefits advances through Senate and Assembly committees. The full legislature will likely pass the bill next week. It would give eligible jobless folks an extra 13 weeks of unemployment benefits using federal stimulus money. Representative Mike Ensley is Assembly co-author of the bill. During a joint public hearing at the state capitol, Ensley recalls standing behind his constituents in the unemployment line.
But what I can tell you is I've not only lived it, personally, but I lived it for a number of months last year with people in my district.
The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development estimates that 23,000 to 40,000 Wisconsin citizens will be impacted by this legislation. Georgia Maxwell with that agency says the state has already borrowed about $1.4 billion from the feds, all of which needs to be repaid. This additional $89 million from the federal government will not have to be paid back. Representative Chris Kapenga is the only no vote, saying he's concerned about the cost.
The fact is, this is going to be $89 million that somebody's going to pay for. It's not free money. I'm very concerned on the lack of concern that I see with that.
One person testifies that the GOP-controlled legislature and Governor Scott Walker actually took unemployment benefits away from jobless citizens. Representative Mark Honadell quickly clarifies the facts.
As my knowledge, we've taken nothing away from anybody on unemployment. But maybe we haven't reacted quick enough for you. However, there's been
no... But they've ended.
Well, yeah, correct.
Without the extension.
No argument there.
Senator Van Wongard authored the Senate bill. He says they are acting as fast as they legally can. The payments would be given retroactively to those who stopped getting checks in April. Both Wongard and Democratic Representative Christine Sinicki say as soon as lawmakers got the okay from the Unemployment Council, they immediately introduced a bill. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.